We begin Titzus Shulchan Aruch Simen Samach Zayin Sivov Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. And Haned Dechal, a neder cannot be effective. Elam Ken Hayipiv Aliv of Shavrim, unless his mouth and his heart are in the same place. Avul im neder betos. If somebody made a neder with through a mistake, Shloi Hoysa Data K'mayshoyts B'Sfosav. What he said wasn't what he meant. Or he was thinking about a nether. However, he never articulated a nether. Ain't a nether. The nether that we're saying is considered a mistaken nether is, for example, somebody made a nether under the assumption that something was or wasn't happening and really wasn't the case. That is considered a nether betos, and a nether betos is not considered a nether. If somebody, the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is that just thinking a nether is not a nether. But what happens if somebody wrote the nether? So here it is already a machloikus. Some paiskim have the opinion that writing is the equivalent to speaking, and some paiskim are of the opinion that writing is not the equivalent to speaking, and a nether is only effective when it comes to speaking. But as we've mentioned in previous shiurim, when it comes to Nidrei Tzedaka, there it's different. If there, many Paiskim are of the opinion, if he thought of the nether, it becomes a nether. That those that say, even in that case, there has to be some level of verbalization. And therefore they say that what you need to have is that the person said, I'm giving Tzedaka, but he didn't say how much tzedakah he's giving. So there the halacha is that if he said he's giving tzedakah and then he thought of the amount, but he never said the amount, but since he did say he's giving this nether, then the halacha is that the nether is considered a nether that you have to follow, because it's nidrei tzedakah and there was an element of speech. Sivav, Siv Zayin. Mi shenag eza chumra dvar ha matar medina. If somebody took on a chumra regarding something which is really mutter, machas siog we got the precious, because he wanted to be extra careful. Kigoyin tainish and mei slichas, he accepted upon himself to fast during the slichas days. Oshlo lecha basav, oshlo lishto shayin, mishivas batamas. We know that we don't eat meat and drink wine from Rosh Chodesh Av. He said that he's going to start already Shavas B'Tamas or Kiyotz B'Ay. I feel like now came Rak B'Shoina. He only did this once. I'll show you. B'dat Alina came L'Olam. He thought that he's going to do this three forever. Or Shanoi came Shalosh Pamim. He did it three times. After Shloi B'dat Alina came L'Olam. Even though he didn't have he didn't intend to do it forever, but he did it three times. So in other words, if you did it once with the intention to keep on doing it, or you did it three times without any specific intention, and he didn't say that he's doing this neder, and now he wants to back off because he's not healthy. So for example, it's hard for him to fast as much as he used to fast. So now the Paiskim differentiate. Tzarech HaTorah. But the Paiskim say that when is HaTorah required? HaTorah is required if he intends to never resume fasting. But if it's just this year because of the extenuating circumstances, then the halacha is that particularly if he also said HaTorah's Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that would be sufficient and you may not need a special HaTorah's Nadarim for this neder. Somebody who lives a son that lives by his parents, and his parents' home, there's a chumrah, that's not considered, says the Maram Shik, as if he has a nether. He's only acting that way because that's the way it is in his family, in his family's home. That's what they do, and he's part of the family. It goes without saying that if there's a woman, a girl, who's living with her parents, and the parents have a certain chumrah, and now she gets married, and her husband does not have that chumrah, that the halacha does in no way require that she has to keep, she should do what her husband does and not does not have to keep on doing what her family does. When we talk about hataras adarim, so how is it done? V'yifta b'charata, the first thing is you should express regret. Shumascharat amashon no kelen shem neder. He should say, I regret that I ever took this on. And one of the best ways of doing this, says Darach HaShulchan, is that the person, when he comes to have nedarim, he should say, if I would have realized that I should have said bli neder, I would have said bli neder. If I would have realized that this is so difficult to fulfill, I would have upfront said that I'm only taking this on b'tnai, that on the stipulation that I could do it, then that's a wonderful way of beginning the charata process. L'chein, Mishu writes l'inig b'ezeh chumras l'siyaga precious, and therefore if there's somebody who wants to take upon himself any chumrah, Yomer b'tchili should say up front, Shana makabalo came in nether, he's not accepting in a nether, v'gam yomer, he should also say, Sha'im b'datoi l'inikain el b'pamahi or b'pam shiirtzai. He's only taking this on himself when he's going to do so, and not that he wants to do this loyalim forever. And then he can continue doing it, of course, but it doesn't get the status of a nether. Sifches. Ketz matirmas a nether shvua. How are a nether shvua annulled? Hoil chetz shlosh b'nei teira. He goes to three talmid chachamim. Ve'echem hem yeh baki b'hilchus nedarim. One of them should at least be a person who is familiar with hilchus nedarim. Sheyeda, it should be an individual who knows Eze neder yichayim lahatir, what type of a neder can be annulled, vech matirim, and how these a neder it becomes absolved. Vehem yatiruloy, and they should say ataras nedarim. Umish neder b'chaloyim, if somebody took on a neder in a dream, there, daloch, it's even better, toiv shiatiruloy snar b'nei adam, should do ataras nedarim in front of 10 people. The three people in front of whom ataras nedarim should be done should be three adults, and therefore it should not be a boy over bar mitzvah, but it should be people that we know are certainly adults. They may be relatives of the person who made the nether, and they also may be relatives of each other, but women are not qualified to do ataras nedarim. The actual ataras nedarim can be done standing and sitting. The lechatchila, the person who's asking for the ataras nedarim should be standing. The halacha is that preferably the entire story, what the neder is and why the person wants to annul it, should be said to the entire bezdin. But if there is a situation where it's embarrassing and he only wants to say it and doesn't want to publicize it, it's enough that he should say it to just one of the three members. When he says the neder, he has to be careful to say what the nether was, and if there were any stipulations, if there were any tanoim attached to that nether, all of that should be said to this group. If it's obvious why he wants to be matan nether, let's say somebody makes a nether that he's going to fast, and it's just obvious that it's difficult for him to fast, so then the halach is the need for being so detailed and saying why you want the nether to be annulled is not as strict. Siftes, abishlin you call a mitzvah b'toira. Regarding all other halachas, ena ben nasa gadol achi shalosh shana vevi saris. They has to be 13 years old and have brought two hairs. Vabas ena gadoila, and a girl is not considered gadoila achi teiloi shteyas rishonim until she's 12. Vevi simonim. Avol inyan neder b'shvua. When we speak about neder shvua, yesh them kadima shana. Things are a year earlier. Shakotan ben shnei mashas shonav yamechad, a boy at the age of 12, vaktana bas ach shonav yamechad, and a girl at the age of 11, afilu laiviu simonim, even they didn't bring yet simonim. Im vinale shemi nedru v'nishbu, if they know what this ned is all about, nedreim nedru v'shvos and shua. Abchus mezanze, when a boy less than 12, a girl less than 11, afilu mevinim, even if we see that they're understanding, ain't the verim klum, the nether is meaningless. Mekamakon, even though the nether is meaningless, goyim behem makna some, we really do whatever we can to prevent them, they should not become accustomed to making the Dharma Shavuos. And if they took upon themselves a nether, then the loch is that, and it's not something that difficult to fulfill. The loch is that we force them to undo the nether. There's a very interesting discussion in the Mishnah Lamelech that it may be that a girl between the age of 11 and 12 and a boy between the age of 12 and 13 is really in the worst place possible when it comes to Nadarim. Because on one hand, we just learned that their Nadarim are considered valid Nadarim. On the other hand, the Halacha tells us, that they are not yet of age, that they can be Matan Neder. And not only if they, as we said, of the age that they can't be in the Bezdin that's Matan Neder, maybe the Halacha of Ataras Nadarim, that somebody could approach the Bezdin and ask Bezdin to annul the Neder, was not said to somebody who isn't a Gadol. And since these individuals that we just spoke about are not Gedolim, it could be that they don't even have the opportunity to have the way to be Matar and Neder. Sif Yud. Ha'av Mat Meifanid Ribita Echetus Bagger. A father has the right to annul the father, his daughter's Nedarim until she's 12 and a half. Ache, the Hainu Ache, Shteyev Sushana Vashisha Chadoshim, until she's 12 and a half, Vahishalay Nessus. And that if she's not married yet. And I saw that the minig is the Talmid Chachamim, as long as the daughter, that he could be made to nether, he should say that he says to his daughter, before she becomes 12 and a half, everything that you made, any nether that you made, I am now being made for. And this Vaval and a husband, made for Nidri Eshtay. A husband has the right to be made for Nidri Ishtai. There are those that suggest that the father and the husband have ability to be made for the nether of their wives, their daughters, even without hearing the details of the nether. We just said that by Ataras Nadarim, the bezin has to hear the details of the nether. Here they can be made for without the details. A husband can only be matter nether that Nadarim that she made, the wife made, after they got married. The Dharm that existed, the pre-existed, their marriage, he can't be made for. Ketzim Afirim, how exactly is this done? I'm a Shalish Pam Mufal, a bottle. He says that this nether is annulled or nullified, or Sharlash, or different languages. Hamayru Shu'aikas, another Mikara, that he's taking and he's uprooting the nether from its inception. Ben Shem Befana, Ben Shle Befana, whether he says it in her presence or not. The wording of Atara that we spoke about previously is not applicable by a husband and a father. And then there's another halacha. They only can be made for the nether rak b'yom shamam, on the day that they heard the nether. The hainu, if they heard the nether at the beginning of the night, mafir kalalaila, they can be made for the nether for the duration of the night, the kalayom shalachav, an entire next day. Vimshamu, however, if they heard the nether, b'yoyim samach, only at the end of the day, right before night, then they only have the ability, aim a fear, marak at tzeskachavim, to be made for only up to tzeskachavim. V'yoyser, any time that past that, any chayim will hafer. And not only that is that they can no longer be made for, but it's considered that they were making the nether, that they verified the nether. But if somebody, a husband, a father, heard the nether, but they were not aware of the halacha that they have the ability to be made for a nether, so then they thought that this type of nether is a type of nether that they could be made for, and then they become aware that they have the halachic ability to be made for a nether, or they become aware that this is the type of nether that they can be made for, then the halacha is that they could be made for when they find out. However, if they didn't think that hafara is necessary and they didn't know that you have to be made for on the day you hear, and therefore they delayed in being made for it, then the halach is they can't be made for afterwards. If they were quiet when they heard the nether because they thought that they are satisfied with the nether, that is already considered hakamas haneder, and just being silent is approve and with intention of approval is considered like approval, and that neder they cannot be made for anymore. B'Shabbos, if they hear the neder on Shabbos, so now they have an issue. On one hand, we're not matan the dorm on Shabbos, and in general, we should not be doing something which is a ma'aser bezdin on Shabbos. On the other hand, the clock is ticking. So therefore, the halacha is, what they should do is, lo yoyim ala mufalechi k'may b'chol, should not use the same wording as they do during the week. El mevata b'liboy, they should be mevatal the neder v'oyim ala, and if she made a neder that she's not going to eat something, he tells her, t'li ichli ki yoytze b'zeh, you could go eat it, and that will be considered an adequate way of doing hafaras nedarim. V'mav ha'bal, o metchil shemrotz min ha'neder, if they first said that they're satisfied, even though they didn't explicitly say that they're satisfied, they used words that indicate that they are satisfied. And as we said, he just thought that he's satisfied. He no longer has the ability to be made for the neder. But the Achrayim point out that one should not be makayim a neder. There's nothing to be gained to be makayim a neder because it only takes away your ability to be made for the neder, and the neder will become, and if you want the neder, it'll become automatically anyway. The halacha is that you can be, that there's some place can say you could be matir ha'akama, that if the husband affirmed the neder and then he regrets it, that the husband has the ability to be matir the neder and be made for it, as long as it's before the day is up. What type of nedarim could a husband or a father be made for? Nafka nedarim sheish b'meinu nefesh. The darim that involve a person discomfort. Kigayin rechitza, that they won't wash, rechisha, they won't put on makeup. Kichol perichot kiyot b'zeh. V'bal yochel ofer gad varm she'en b'einif nefesh. A husband has a right to be made for nedarim that don't involve just discomfort. If they are of the type that affect the relationship between the husband and wife, if the neder could cause a lack of harmony between the husband and wife, but that type of neder he could only be made for kozman yeshevas taktov. The hafara is only effective for as long as they're married. If the marriage ends, the husband died or divorced her, so then the neder kicks back in, and a surah ben, and she'll have to follow the terms of that neder.